Tonight, of course, we're at the Republican National Convention in Tampa, Florida. We'll update you on everything that's happening with Isaac and the storms. Luckily, the levee is, of course, holding up in New Orleans. That makes sense. $14 billion to reinforce it, so that's not a shocker. With us now, Jim Pinkerton, Fox News analyst. You've seen him before talking taxes. Oh, we talk about that a lot on America Tonight. He is also the co-chair of Rate, and we're going to ask him about that as well. Jim, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's dive into, first of all, Mitt Romney, his speech where he's going to really lay out his platform, I guess, on Thursday. But some of the groundwork's already been pushed out there, and he's talked about it. And of course, Paul Ryan has talked about it, talked about Medicare, talked about taxes, Obamacare, all that kind of stuff. When you look at the platform, and so much of it focuses on your baby, actually, numbers. Do the numbers off the top of your head work in what they're saying?
Sure. They work because they've worked before. Because the basic model that Governor Romney and Congressman Ryan, and for that matter, virtually the entire Republican Party are talking about, is the proven model of lower rates, oftentimes with a broader tax base, but mostly lower rates that worked for Calvin Coolidge, it worked for John F. Kennedy, it worked for Reagan. And we're confident it'll work again in the 21st century here now. Included in that list, though, of important tax reforms is the corporate rate. Not many people realize it because there's so much attention given to the personal rate and capital gains and so on that the U.S. actually has the highest corporate tax rate in the world. I've been walking around, I guess it probably not play very well on radio, but I've been walking with these little sort of red foam fingers here that are, you know, like you see in sports games, only our point is it's a number. We're number one, and there's nothing to cheer about because effective April 1st, when Japan lowered its rate, we've had the highest rate, and so it's only inevitable that as companies look around and see it's more expensive to do business here in the United States than it is, and I'm not talking about China and India, I'm talking about Canada, Ireland, the United Kingdom, Australia, places that are nice places to live. For example, the Eaton Corporation, which has been in Cleveland since 1911, now recently announced plans to go to Ireland. And that's taking all those jobs out of Cleveland, moving to Ireland. It's a huge loss for the city, and in fact, over the last dozen years, the United States has gone from having 179 of the 500 largest corporations in the world to 133. We've lost 26% of our crown jewels of economic engines to the rest of the world. When I was born a long time ago, you know, 1960, the U.S. had 17 of the top 20 corporations. Now we have 6. So that's the kind of economic hemorrhage that we have to stop. Otherwise, we're going to wind up in a very bad place.
You'd be surprised by this, but I am one of those few people that talk about the corporate tax rate all the time on America Tonight. And it's 35%, I say 25, but lower. 25 and lower. And I talked to an economist the other day who said, oh, I'm glad you said lower, because now, by the time we've been talking out this narrative, 25% will take it. But that's not even enough. Do you
agree?
Well,
you might be right, but our focus, I mean, look, politics is the art of the possible, right? I mean, everybody here in Tampa has an idea for what they want to do about this, that, and the other.
Right.
And a lot of them are good ideas, but one thing I learned in the Reagan administration and the Bush 41 administration and ever since is, you know, politics is the art of the possible. You got to get it done. There's a lot of support across the country and a lot of awareness for the corporate rate among the chattering classes, among economists and experts and so on. And the challenge now is to bring it out to the country as a whole and say, listen, if you ever wondered why it seems like, you know, Dubai or London is, you know, getting all that economic activity, maybe this is part of the solution here. That just has to get across. That's our job. And I'm actually very confident that Governor Romney and Congressman Ryan and the Dave Camp, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, other leaders like Rob Portman of Ohio, and we just did an event yesterday with Pat Tiberi, who's on the Ways and Means Committee, Republican from Ohio, talking about how important this is. And so if we can get that message message across. As Margaret Thatcher said, you win the argument, then you win the election.
You know, in lowering the, I've heard, and I've talked to several CEOs about this, when you catch them moving a lot of things offshore, and then always the response is, well, listen, here's the numbers. You tell me what to do. Here's the corporate tax rate. Here's this, this, and this, and this. I don't understand why there's a disconnect between, yes, doesn't it seem pretty obvious that jobs would be created if there's more money to play with the company, if they are so tight in what the balance sheet is. I don't understand why there's that disconnect with
well,
so many people.
Well, exactly. It is a challenge. And part of it is just raising the saliency of the issue and reminding people, you know, for example, countries that we think of as hopelessly left-wing and socialist, like Sweden, are, in fact, thinking along exactly along the lines you're talking about. The Swedish corporate tax rate is 26, and the finance minister in Sweden was quoted recently saying, you know, we got a problem because of the company AstraZeneca, which makes, you know, lots of different pharmaceuticals and so on, is actually domiciled in both Sweden and the United Kingdom, and the company has a choice of which country to declare itself in. And so the Swedish finance minister was saying, if we leave our rate at 26 and the UK follows through with this plan to go to 22, then they'll pay all their taxes in the UK at the 22% rate, not the 26% rate. Now, that's, again, that seems like a small potato, same kind of, you know, fine-grained tax analysis, but if you're a company and you're answerable to shareholders and you're fearing, you know, some shareholder revolt against you because you're not making enough money, you got to respond. And that's what we have to do here in America.
Okay, so what happens if we don't respond? What if we keep bickering, going back and forth?
We lost 26% of our corporate headquarters in the last dozen years. I see no reason why we would lose another 26% or more as China, India, Singapore, all these, South Korea, all these countries come online and become more and more attractive places to do business and to headquarter in. I think it's a bad fate for America if we keep it up.
And also probably hurts the jobs, perhaps
it,
even
it
worse.
It does hurt them. I mean, the Heritage Foundation says that if we could cut the rate to 25, it would be 500,000 jobs a year in the United States. The Milken Institute out in Los Angeles says it would be 2 million. Nina Easton in Fortune magazine just last day or two says that we would add a point or two to economic growth. I mean, at a time when there's 8.3% unemployment, unemployment's been over 8% for 3.5 years now, I think we got to be looking more sensibly about, look, we just can't afford to be a high tax danger zone for corporate America, corporations in general, when other countries are making themselves more attractive.
And of course, and you said this in the numbers, you pull that rate down, you attract more business or more growth as goes up. Doesn't that obviously mean more money across the board even?
Sure, that's the genius of the Laffer curve and supply side economics. And for that matter, the free market in general just simply says, you know, if you want Henry Ford or Bill Gates or Steve Jobs to come to your country, you better make it a nice place to work. They'll pay their taxes, they'll do their part, but most of all, they'll hire people, generate profits, and also, you know, give money to charities and so on. You want all that in your political economic ecosystem as opposed to somebody else's political economic ecosystem. And the danger is that if we don't fix the corporate rate and so on and make other changes needed, we're going to just wake up and discover that the new economic giants of the world are, for example, in Asia.
Let's hope not. Jim Pinkerton, thank you.
Thank
it's
you.
A pleasure.
Thank you.
Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Once again, we're live from the Republican National Convention in Tampa, Florida. The lead-up in Tampa was what's going to happen with Isaac. I have a brother that lives in Davis Island just across from downtown Tampa, so we were keeping tabs on everything that was happening, and as you all know, that ended up being a tropical storm, if even a tropical storm, Isaac, because there was just a lot of rain, but nothing that was forecast in the initial stages of Isaac. We have Michael King on with us now. He is the host of Home Talk USA, and you can catch him, of course, on the GCN network. Michael lives in Louisiana. Michael, I was looking at the corner of my eyes. I was talking to people at the convention, some of the scenes from Louisiana. Boy, it looks wicked. Tell us, first of all, where you are and what you've seen so far.
Well, I'm located on the north shore of New Orleans in St. Tammany Parish, which is, well, directly across Lake Pontchartrain. And that's where my studio is, and that's where I live.
And I don't have to tell you, in that area, there was, of course, the levees, there was the enforcement. Was it $14 billion or something like that? And from what I understand, and you'll know better than me, things are holding up. Is that what's happening? Do you feel kind of a little bit of a breath that thank goodness that those improvements were worked on and they're up and going and it's working so far?
Well, with Katrina, you have to understand the direction that Katrina hit New Orleans. Katrina hit from the right side of the boot, which had smashed on the right side of New Orleans, which was the Night Ward, on the outside of the lake into, St. Tammany Parish, causing destruction, because basically what happens is the worst case scenario, and there's no way possible these levees can hold. Well, Hurricane Isaac is coming from a different path. It's coming in from the left side of the city. And as you know, or you might not be aware, that's the side you want to be on. You always want to be on the right side of the hurricane because of the counterclockwise. So what's happening is that even though New Orleans is getting beat up with the rain and the high winds, it wasn't in direct path because it's on the right side of the hurricane. What's taking the brunt is the southern parishes, Lafourche, Plaquemines, and everything you're seeing on the national news, it is from Flatbush. And because of the levy protection, which on the right side has no levy protection. So that's the tragic scenes that you're seeing. But yes, the levees are holding up. There is a breach in Plaquemines Parish, but pretty much other than high winds and rain, hey, it looks like we have 400,000 homes out right now with electricity. And but they say in the next couple of days, you know, they should have electricity on.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Do you think, I was talking to someone the other day, I have two friends that were in New Orleans they lived there for what happened, sadly, 7 years ago with Katrina. And there's just a weird, ominous kind of thing that it's 7 years to the day. Did it make you think of that? Because certainly people are writing and talking about it, so how could you ignore it?
Well, I think I got to commend the president, to be honest with you. I got to commend the state government. I got to commend Mayor Landrieu and all the officials. They were unified this time. Parties finally, amen, got thrown right out the window. And that's how it's supposed to be. You have to look at the best interest, not for somebody for political gain, or, this is going to be my legacy. And that's what was the problem with Katrina, is that too many, the local governments were Democrat. You have a Republican president. And, it presented a serious problem because, to be honest with you, they simply couldn't work together. Well, now it's a unified effort between the Republicans and the Democrats and everybody in government, and people were prepared, and I think that's what the outcome is going to save some lives, because preparation was there.
Yeah, well said. Well said that forget the politics and now everyone's working together. And the evacuation, there was the voluntary, then the mandatory evacuation in low-lying areas, and that's key, isn't it? When you're a native, you're there. When it comes and the storms hit and they say hurricane, certainly you know what you have to do if you're in one of those situations. And I think that maybe the awareness is also one of the biggest things. Do you think, Michael?
Yes, we got technology now. I mean, the technology's there. We were informed. We were educated by the National Weather Bureau. We were updated, every 30 minutes. Forget about the news. Forget about turning on the cable television. Between your laptops and information, we were getting updated information. So communication was a tremendous a plus for under these circumstances. You're right. The communication is there,
Yeah. When you go back and you think of 7 years ago in Katrina, were you in the city when all that was happening?
No, we left. My story is documented. As you know, I host a national syndicated show out of New Orleans, and I got totally wiped out. I had 22 foot of water in my building. We all had to evacuate because it was it was a horrible storm, and we all got out. And unfortunately, a majority of the New Orleans citizens that couldn't get out either passed away or were seriously injured or pretty much lost everything they had. Because Katrina was a whole different animal than Hurricane Isaac. Now, I need to tell you, the problem we're facing now, though, with Isaac, to be honest with you, Katrina hit fast and left. Isaac is just sitting there having fun right now. And it's just dumping the rain and it's slow moving, and they're talking about 24 hours that this storm's still going to be over the city or within a 600 to 700 mile cone, which people need to realize. Mobile is getting just as much hit right now in Pensacola, Bobby, Lavasher, Alabama, just as much as New Orleans, because of the cone. It spans almost 700 miles.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a scary thing, watching that and tracking, like you said. I mean, your words, having fun. Isaac is hanging around, so it's certainly a much different storm. And you mentioned it would happen, and as you said, your story's documented, and now obviously you've come back like so many people in that brilliant, wonderful place. that's I think is one of the most magical places to ever go and visit. I feel fortunate that I spent lots of time before and after that storm. Are we seeing, it's worth asking you this, that more people are coming back to the city finally, or are we starting to see a turn in that?
We're about 75% to 80% back to normal from the people that left the first time. And the only reason why they're really not back, because realistically, they don't have no place to live. That's the thing. The Night War is not being rebuilt. And it's a good thing they didn't rebuild it, you know, because the Night Ward is a industrial corridor. And that's what it's being turned down now. And a lot of that land now is owned by the federal government or the state of Louisiana. And so, you know, we lost about 70-75%. But you need to realize New Orleans is the fourth growing city right now. My heart is goes out to the rest of the nation with this economy and you know, this recession. And that's what we have, a recession. And what's happening, the state of Louisiana and our banking system didn't participate in all that I call voodoo financing. And, you know, so, you know, our unemployment right now is only 4.5%, 4.2% as of last night. So, you know, what I'm trying to say is people are moving into New Orleans. And, you know, with movies being made, I was telling one of my producers the other day, I said, you know, after all we've been through, they asked me if it's worth it. And I said, yes, I guess it's worth it. And I'll tell you why. Music, food, culture, history. I've been all over the world. You don't get what you got in New Orleans. That's why we're unique. And the rest of the nation, when they come down here and finally see what it's about, instead of listening to the national media, what it's about, destroy. You know that when somebody dies, when somebody gets shot in Cleveland, you know, you don't know about it. But when somebody gets shot in New Orleans, it's on CNN, you know? And so, hey, you know, but it's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely, and I can hear that passion in your voice. It was a delight to talk to you, Michael. I hope sometime in the near future we get to meet each other.
Oh, great. You know, well, I want to tell everybody to catch me on Genesis Communication Radio Network every Saturday evening from 3 to 6 Central. But I don't know if you realize, I introduced a new radio program on Genesis called Build with America. And it's my sole conquest right now is to, sell the American people, the American consumer, on buying American goods, manufacturing in the United States. So I wish everybody would listen to my Build with America show on Genesis every Sunday from 2 to 3 Central Time.
All right. Thank you, Michael, and we will do that. Thanks for coming on the show.
You got it. Thank you, and God bless you, and God bless America.
All right. Amen, brother. Thank you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight with Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. You are going to love our next guest because so many of you have complained to me about what's happening with your companies. All of you out there listening, pay attention, who make things especially, and that is the vast majority of America Tonight's audience. So we're broadcasting live from the Republican National Convention. We're here on Radio Row, and look who we bumped into, Jay Timmons. He is the president and CEO of the Manufacturers Association. In other words, the voice of the people who make stuff. They have 12,000 members, and if you think of making things, we're talking about millions and millions and millions. I can't even count. I went to private school. I can't even count on my fingers how much. Jay, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
12,000 member companies, the voice of 12 million manufacturing workers who make things in this country.
Wow. And what have you heard from the people out there? Let me tell you what we hear. We hear that they're worried. There's a lot of uncertainty. They're scared to death about the taxes because they don't even know how to plan for them, and that's a huge problem. Are you hearing some of that same chatter?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Uncertainty is one of the biggest drivers for suppressing investment and job creation in this country. But what I'm really hearing from my members right now are all the things that they've been through over the last few years. And it's not just the last 3 years, quite frankly. Frankly, it's probably a little bit greater in the last 3 years than before. But you know, the regulatory burden, I mean, there's $1.8 trillion of regulatory burden on business in this country. Manufacturing produces $1.7 trillion of output. That's a little unbalanced. But manufacturers are most concerned about the disadvantage that they face manufacturing right here in this country. It's 20% more expensive to manufacture in the United States than anywhere else in the world, and that's after you take out the cost of labor. So we're not even counting that. 20% is what we've done to ourselves in the areas of tax policy, regulation, energy policy, and litigation policy.
So, and we talk about this all the time, the specific number, like the corporate tax. the Dells and those guys. Yeah, the highest in the world. If it went down to, let's say, 25% lower, even lower, whatever it is, I mean, give me a number. What's the number that would be manageable that we would, that you know, in Washington they would still get their cut, but people could thrive and survive?
Well, you know, I'm thrilled to hear you say or lower. Because we've actually at the NAM advocated for 25% or lower. That number was derived about 5 years ago when the average around the world was 25%. So Governor Romney's advocated for 25%. President Obama's advocated for between 26 and 28%. Unfortunately, in the last 5 years, the rest of the world has figured out this is a way to attract jobs. So the average around the world right now is 21 to 22%. First of all, we didn't attain our level of greatness in this country by striving to be average. Second of all, if we adopt 25%, we're already behind. So we've got to come down probably in the mid-teens, and we've got to figure out how to get there. And that's a heavy lift, but if we truly want to be competitive in this country, we're going to have to make hard choices like that.
So, oh yeah, and imagine, you know, trying to get that number to the mid-teens. Obviously, as I said, you're the voice for these people, so that means that you're trying to spread that word, trying to get, hey, listen, that's great, trying to lower the number, but you got to get it even lower than that.
Right.
So imagine trying to move, really, the legislature, trying to move the legislature in that direction.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about what is attainable politically, because I think that that's a defeatist attitude. I want to talk about what we need to compete. We are no longer the world's only superpower. We've got people all around the world who want to take away our mantle of economic greatness, and I don't think the American people want that. I don't think any politician, regardless of political party, wants to see this country fail or come in second. That's not acceptable to the American people.
So what do we need to compete?
Well, so the corporate tax rate is one, but you also have to look at the individual tax rate, because two-thirds of manufacturers file as individuals. That's not money they take home and put in their pocket. That's money that they roll over to the next year to be able to invest in growing their company and hiring new people. So when certain politicians talk about taxing the wealthy, what they're really talking about is taxing job creators and entrepreneurs and impeding their ability to grow their business and create jobs. On the regulatory front, we've got to get our arms around the myriad of regulations, over 2,000 over the last 30 years, that impact manufacturers' ability to compete and grow their company when they don't have to face those burdens elsewhere in the world. Not saying all regulation's bad.
Sure.
We've got to have some regulation. That's not an issue. It's got to be a balanced set of regulations, and our regulators have to work cooperatively with those they regulate rather than engaging in an adversarial relationship.
Yeah.
On energy policy, all of the above. We got to develop every possible source of energy in this country in order to meet the needs for the future. Manufacturers consume one-third of this nation's energy output. One-third. So we've got to make sure that energy supply is not only affordable, but reliable. And we can become North American energy independent within the next few years if we have the right policies.
And if we get the right policies in place, when you're talking about one-third, wow, that's giant. I have to admit, I had no idea it was one-third. I knew it was high. I didn't realize that. So when you say, if you and I are sitting there and I call it spitballing, and we're sitting here and we're brainstorming, what are the forms of energy? Are you saying all across the board, the traditional ones and others?
All. We simply can't take, we don't have the luxury in this country, if we want to be competitive, to take anything off the table. So in addition to the traditional fossil sources of oil and coal, which are vital to our energy supply needs, we're developing shale natural gas, which is a game changer.
Oh, yeah.
But won't last forever. It just won't. Nuclear. That's been off the table for a while. We need to put it back on the table. And unfortunately, a lot of folks want to say, we don't want to deal with alternatives because that's too expensive. It's too much of a risk. Well, guess what? We've got to stretch our imagination, and alternatives will be part of the mix in the future. All of the above is critical for our nation's energy supply.
When you look, we go back to the taxes for a second, and you talk about, you gave me the two-thirds number, which is just amazing, the tax burden. And I think people that are listening who don't manufacture but work for manufacturers or could in the future or whatever, they don't understand that. is it, explain, if you could, in layman's terms, how that relates. Why is the individual person, why is the individual rate, why are they taxed that way? When we talk about Obama's saying, you know, 250 or more, and then there's this disconnect. Well, what does that mean?
So manufacturers, or all businesses, have the opportunity to file in one of two ways. One is a corporation or one is an individual.
Sure.
Usually small businesses, I shouldn't say usually, but many times small businesses choose to file as individuals because they started a company by themselves. They invested, they maxed out their credit cards, they mortgaged their house, they did everything they could to start a business on their own, and they continue to file as individuals. Corporate taxes, the corporate tax rate, or to file as a corporation, involves a tremendous amount, mountains of paperwork and regulatory issues that small entrepreneurs simply can't take on. They don't have the time, they don't have the means to do that. So they choose to pay as part of our tax code as individuals, and they are taxed at the same rate as you and I are when we send in our forms every year.
Yeah.
And so if that rate is higher than the corporate tax rate, they're automatically at a disadvantage. And the last thing we want to do in this country is disadvantage small business.
Yeah, and I think there is a disconnect where people don't realize we make stuff. We're still the leader. Like, as you said, we're being challenged, absolutely, but we are still the leader. What would China be, too?
China is now second. They're in second place. And there are some studies that actually say that China has already overtaken us. The most important thing that we can do is to grow our manufacturing economy. Whether we're one or two in rank,
right,
we want to make sure that our overall economy is the strongest in the world. And we are by far the strongest in the world. Much of that is because of the manufacturing base that we've built in this country.
Yeah. When you, as you're here and you're listening to the what we know is the bulk of what Romney and Ryan, what their message is, and a lot of it is completely about business.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get those 12 million jobs that Ryan talked about? Do you feel as we go into this election, what if, I mean, you know, we know there's two scenarios. If Romney gets elected, okay, we know the push will go in that direction if he follows what he's saying on the campaign trail, which I imagine he would, but, you know, he has to, you have to work with the legislature, of course, and we don't know the balance of that, what that's going to be. If not, then you have Obama for four more years. And I've talked to a lot of business owners who are just scared to death, and they say this. They say, hey, nothing personal. Probably a nice guy, but the policies of this administration are killing us. I've never been political, but now I have to be concerned, and I hope that there's a change.
So here's the good news. Both the president and Governor Romney are talking about manufacturing. Republicans and Democrats running for the House and the Senate are talking about manufacturing. They get that manufacturing, a strong manufacturing sector, is critical to economic growth. Now, where the rubber hits the road is, what are the policies that they put in place to effectuate that? We've seen the president trying very hard to connect with manufacturing and to grow manufacturing, and he's done some good things in certain areas. I think it's important to give credit where credit's due, whether that's skilled workforce issues, you know, there's a shortage of skilled workers for manufacturing, emphasizing STEM education. Those are important. He's done some good things on making sure that the regulatory morass when it comes to shale gas is not overburdensome. I mean, there's still some burdens there, but he's recognized the potential of that. But those are the things that really are kind of around the edges, and what we have to do is we have to take on the big ideas. It's got to be that 15% or thereabouts corporate tax rate I talked about. It's got to be a recognition of the fact that individual tax rates do matter when it comes to manufacturing. It's got to be a recognition of the fact that the regulatory burden and the regulatory overreach of the federal government has become so great that manufacturers can't stand the weight of it. And I'm not going to pin that on Barack Obama. I'm going to pin that on every president in the last 30 years. And somebody's got to say stop.
Right.
And it's got to be somebody who can take on a big vision when it comes to an all-of-the-above energy policy. Do I think that both candidates want America to succeed? I absolutely do. I give them both credit for wanting America to be great. But the policies that we implement in the first 6 months of the next administration are going to be absolutely critical to the long-term prospects of our country economically, for our kids and for our grandkids. We've said that rhetorically every election that I can remember.
Right.
The crossroads now has never been so stark and so different.
Perfect way to end this. Jay Timmons, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Pleasure meeting
it's
you.
It's wonderful to be here.
Thanks.
Iodine Protection Packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Have you heard? Now there's a male enhancement formula clinically tested to work on demand, and you're invited to try it risk-free. TestoCharge is guaranteed to give you the edge you need when you need it. All-natural TestoCharge has ingredients shown to increase libido and boost performance. TestoCharge is safe and it works. With TestoCharge, you'll experience an increase in romantic desire, so you'll be ready when the time comes. And with TestoCharge, you'll get an extra boost in performance, giving you both a night you'll never forget. See why TestoCharge is being called the natural alternative every man should know about. Get your risk-free trial, but hurry. This offer is only for a limited time. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement product you've been waiting for. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Tampa Radio Row, the Republican National Convention. Of course, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Who am I sitting with? Victoria Jackson. You know her, you love her. You don't even... Just say something, Victoria, and they'll know you.
Kate Delaney.
You know who she is already. Of course, a former alum of Saturday Night Live, and she also is a rabid Republican and really is about the issues and getting the word out. For a long time, this has been your...
Just since 2007.
Oh, only 2007? I thought it was before that.
No, I was never political, and I accidentally stumbled into an underground conservative meeting in Los Angeles, because if you're an outspoken conservative, you are blacklisted in Hollywood. So there was this group meeting underground, and I got invited, and I said, I don't know anything about politics, but I'm a Christian, so my worldview is conservative. And And they showed me a movie called Blocking the Path to 9/11 by Citizens United. And that kind of sparked my interest. It kind of showed how the Clintons are socialists and they have too much power. And then I saw that, oh, then I heard someone say, there's someone running for president who's left of Hillary. And I was like, left of Hillary? What would that be? She's a socialist. That would have to be communism. And I started doing research. I saw the movie Hype about Obama's past in Chicago. And I just got a fire in my heart because when I was 12 at a Christian school in seventh grade, we had to read George Orwell's book, 1984. And my teacher said, communism will not take over America by force because of the Second Amendment, but it will take over from within by weakening the morality of America by disintegrating the family unit and sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And it was the 60s, and I could see that happening, the pill and the miniskirts and the free love and the drugs. And I thought, yeah, I could see that happening. I could see America crumbling into communism. But I was like a kid, right?
Right.
But I kind of got it. And then when I heard a communist was running for president, I went, I can't believe in my lifetime, between the age of 12 and 50, it happened. And so I went crazy. I went to the first Tea Party in L.A. I read the definition of communism, capitalism, and socialism out of Webster's Dictionary. That was my speech because I've never given a political speech before. Webster says socialism is phase one of communism. And I've just been trying to educate the masses with my fading fame. And
fading fame, I love that.
And enlighten them.
The Tea Party meeting that you went to in L.A., what was that like? Because like you said, it's underground. When you're a Republican, yeah, conservative, and Christian, that's the three right there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you haven't seen me on much TV lately, have you? The Tea Party, well, the first one was kind of small, maybe 50 people, and there was only one camera covering it. The media, it pretends we don't exist, the mainstream liberal propaganda media. It's kind of funny how propaganda they are. But, yeah, I survived. I thought I was going to get shot, but I didn't get shot. There was no cops, no guns, no media.
No, nothing, huh?
But I've just been going to lots of tea parties, and there's super great people across America worried about our children's future. I taught my kids to believe in Jesus Christ. And a communist country, they forbid Christianity. I don't want my kids to be persecuted for what I taught them. So that's my main, you know.
Do you feel
impetus.
Like the Tea Party, though, is getting a foothold? Because now you see candidates that have been elected, candidates on the ballot, like Ted Cruz in Texas, and Paul Ryan, of course, the congressman who's
yeah.
the VP.
I think the Tea
candidate.
Party started as housewives like me, glued to a Glenn Beck show at 2 o'clock in L.A., 5 o'clock Eastern, with a chalkboard, getting a quick lesson on what was happening. We felt our freedom disappearing. I was like, wait a minute. There's this thing. When Obama wanted us to accept Obamacare and we didn't want it, he put out this email that said, turn in your friends and neighbors if they say something against Obamacare. Turn them in. That's KGB.
Yeah.
To flag@whitehouse.gov. I couldn't believe it. I was livid. I'm like, you're kidding me. The thought police? That's Orwellian. Or George Orwell. I'm like, the thought police? So I turned myself in twice. But the Tea Party was housewives like that. We went on the street, out of our comfort zone with posters, and now we've morphed into being active, and we've never been politically active, and now we're running for office and things like that.
So the reaction, you said you made the joke about your fading fame, but people here are embracing you, and they know who you are, and you were on one of the biggest shows of all time that's still kicking and going. Do you get invited back for SNL things?
No, I was at the 25-year reunion. That's the last time I was invited there. It's a pretty liberal show. I know there's a couple conservatives there, kind of who are in the closet because they don't want to lose their job. But, yeah, mostly the show's kind of liberal. I think it's a feeling that Hollywood people, their career is their God, And if they're afraid to believe any differently than the big shots because they don't want to lose work. So.
So you now where do you live and where are you're not in L.A. now, aren't you in Florida?
No, my husband's job is in Miami, so I've been there for 20 years raising our kids, and they're now married and in college. So, and I'm a grandmother, so I have time to do this.
And what do your kids say?
Well, one of my daughters is now writing for PatriotUpdate.com, and she's a beginner political activist like me.
I like that, beginner. So since 2007 to now, what have you seen? What's the biggest thing that you fear? You've given us a whole bunch of nuggets.
Fear, tyranny. I mean, Obama's trying to take over the internet and take away our freedom of speech. Him and Biden call Tea Partiers terrorists, and then he passes the NDAA, which says that you can indefinitely hold an American citizen without a court trial if they're a terrorist, and then they call me a terrorist. So that's a little bit creeping into a dictatorship, and we have got to get rid of him.
No matter what, would you tell somebody that, just like you stumbled onto that meeting, that it's important to open your eyes and be aware of the fact that we still live in a free country and to know that that it's about learning and knowing and being involved in who is representing us? And
people should ask questions, you know? Just ask questions. Don't just, like the other day, this liberal guy on Sirius Radio, I told him that capitalism did not cause the real estate crash. It was the government getting involved in the free market and telling banks to give houses to people who couldn't afford them. That's not free enterprise. That's communism, when the government controls the business. And he said, oh, that's a lie. Where did you read that? You're an idiot. And I go, well, Google it. Everybody said that. I couldn't think of a book. I went home and Googled it. The book is called Reckless Endangerment. It has all the facts. It's written by a liberal New York Times writer, Gretchen Morgenson. So, you know, it's like instead of just hearing, believing people, just ask questions and research.
Yeah. We couldn't let you go without asking about your favorite Saturday Night Live moment. I can remember watching you. What was your favorite moment on that show?
Well, probably when I sang I'm Not a Bimbo, because I wrote it, and Sting was the music guest, and Steve Martin was the host. And so I was up there tap dancing on the desk, and like, not only is America watching this, but Sting and Steve are watching me. I'm like, that's mind-boggling.
Is it cool for you to see, like, Tina Fey and all these women having this great success and
Tina
writers?
Tina Fey is so funny and brilliant.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Aliban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali C or Ali Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.